smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, number 12. I'm Fred Green. Last time out, we had the opportunity to review 2007 with a couple of managers from Edwin Watts Golf stores around the country. Our focus was on the clubs, drivers, putters, and hybrids that golfers were taking home. These guys are in the trenches and talk to golfers and sell product every day. Hopefully you enjoyed the conversation because we're not done. Joining me for every episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast is one of their senior technical specialists, Kenny Nicholson. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Fred. Glad to be here.
Kenny, today I'd really like to continue our 2007 year in review, but this time let's move beyond product and talk about the state of the game. And joining us, I'd love for you to make the introduction. We have Kerry Cabase, who's Vice President of Purchasing for Edwin Watts Golf.
Hi, Fred.
How you doing, Kerry?
Doing fine.
Kenny, tell us, you know, you've worked with Kerry for quite a while. Tell us what he does, and then we'll ask him what he does.
Kerry was over the mail order and internet division for a lot of years when I first came up about 14 years ago. And Kerry was the type of person that always led by example. So if you followed in his footsteps, you were headed in the right direction. And then there came a time probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, that we needed somebody to oversee more of the purchasing side of the business because manufacturers were coming out with new products more than once a year. You had to be able to predict what the industry was going to be able to do and forecast in advance for what the industry was going to be selling. So Kerry was a perfect fit for that, and he is now the VP of purchasing here at Edwin Watts.
All right. Well, Kerry, again, thank you for joining us for this. Kerry, give me an idea. How do you think that the golf industry did, as far as golf products, how did it do in 2007?
Well, you did pretty good, Fred. You know, we're like any other industry. We're driven by innovative products, and I think the advent of what I call geometry-designed drivers was a big story. Obviously, the square drivers that Callaway had and Nike had was really, really big time products for us last year. We did very well with those, and I think that's probably the biggest story of 07 was these new design drivers that help you with the maximum MOI performance enhancing drivers that are so easy to play with, and I think they were very well received in the marketplace out there. It wasn't necessarily the biggest category, but it became a big part of a large category. So I think what you'll continue to see that in 08 as they tweak these. We're literally about a week away from Sumo Saturday, where Nike will launch their new Sumo and Sumo Square drivers for 08. And I think they've done a really good job of tweaking these to make them, from an appearance standpoint, look fantastic. I think the cosmetics are really a lot better. The sound of the drivers a lot better. I think they've done a good job. If there was any complaint that maybe a little too loud, too much of a little noise factor with the driver last year, they've taken care of that. The feel of it's real good. So I think that's going to be a big story as we go into 08. Callaway, obviously, at the show, introduced their iMix program where you can screw shafts into a head and literally walk out of a golf shop, being fitted for a specific shaft and head, and be able to screw the shaft into the head of the driver, and it'll play just like it was epoxied in there. So you'll see that as a kind of a big story as you go into 08-2. You'll see more manufacturers get involved with that. Probably all the major guys will have some type of screw-in shaft in their head before the year's out. So that's kind of exciting, especially for the real avid golfers that really get in tune to the different types of shafts and different type of playing conditions, and they'll be able to tweak their driver to really fit just about any type of conditions that they're going to be playing in.
I'd like to just touch on a couple of points that Kerry made, because that way they'll understand what he's talking about. One, a word that we always refer to and is a buzzword in the industry, when he talks about maximum MOI, we're obviously talking about moment of inertia. So the twisting of the golf club on impact is what we're talking about. That's been a big buzzword for 07. It's going to continue through 08. And he mentioned also the Sumo Saturday. That's going to be February February the 3rd at all of our retail locations. Nike has a huge launch day on February the 3rd, and they're going to have reps in every one of our store locations. I think most of them are going to be wearing some type of Nike Sumo shirt. There's going to be a lot of giveaways and a lot of attention given to that as well. And then also the last thing is the USG made a ruling this past year that went into effect this year, where the shaft and the head do not have to be epoxied together. That's what the rule has always been. Now you can actually have a shaft that screws into the head of a driver. And with that, the way that the technology has changed, the industry has jumped onto this. So you can actually buy a head with a specific loft. And if you're in one of our retail stores where we use the Vector launch monitors, get fit for a specific shaft. But let's take that a step further and say, okay, I typically hit the ball high, so what I'm going to want to do is get a shaft that has a little bit higher kick point to bring the ball flight down. You know, and then even a little bit further is, do I need to get a second shaft to go with this head instead of buying two golf clubs? See, for a smaller price, you can get a second shaft for that driver that changes the dynamics of the golf club, either bringing the ball flight down on a real windy day that you're going to be playing, or actually bring the ball flight up if you're going to be playing a real calm day and you need a little bit more lift at the golf course. So some really, really exciting new things coming out in the golf industry for 08.
You know, I hate to be a skeptic on this stuff, but I'm just wondering how much of this is marketing hype and how much is it reality that it's going to help.
You and I talked quite a bit about being custom fit for specific products.
Sure.
Is it going to work? Yeah, it's absolutely going to work because you can get a Callaway driver. Other manufacturers are doing it as well. I'm using it as an example with the shaft that you typically always get, and it's going to perform exactly the same as it used to when it was epoxied in. But where the huge advantage here is, instead of having to get a whole new golf club for $500 for like $150 or $170, I'm not sure exactly what the price is going to be, you can just buy a new shaft for that driver because your swing does change sometimes. Sometimes when you get real long with your takeaway and stuff, you start hitting the ball real high, and that driver might not fit you the way that it did when you first bought it. So now you're able to just buy a new shaft for that same golf club at a smaller premium, and you basically have a totally different performing golf club. It's not hype, I can assure you, because we've done it in testing, and just by changing the shaft, you change the dynamics of the golf club quite a bit. So I think it's going to be huge for the industry. It's not something to be skeptical about. I think it's something to be excited about.
Literally, Fred, what you're doing is you're being fitted just like a Tiger Woods or a Phil Mickelson would be fitted when they went out, when they go to the Nike Test Center or Callaway Test Center. They'll get out there and they'll test two or three different shafts and different heads to find out what works best for them. Well, we're really bringing that to our golf shop now, that you're able to be fitted just like the, you see the guys that play on TV every week. That's exactly how they do it.
Well, I hope you guys don't mind if I play devil's advocate here just for a moment, because I get a sense of your enthusiasm and your excitement about this new type of product. But is this type of thing, I'm not convinced, I haven't seen it yet, but is this going to be more exciting for the golf retail industry than it is for the golfer itself? I mean, is this going to help the golfer? Is this going to put more people out on the golf course?
Well, in my opinion, if you're fitting equipment to players that's the proper equipment so they can have, you know, more fun playing, you know, the performance of the golf clubs is going to be suited for their game, absolutely. I think golf's all about enjoying the game, and the best way to enjoy it is to be able to play better. And I think what the golf industry is doing is they're doing their best to be able to get clubs fitted for your game. And trust me, that's a big story in, you know, being able to play well, in my opinion. You can ask the best players in the world with their equipment, they will tell you that's a big part of it. It's not just, yes, they're very talented and they are out there practicing all the time, but their equipment's a big part of the game. And what we're trying to do is marry the golf clubs to the proper player, the right specs, the right lofts, the right, you know, shafts, things like that that make a big difference, right lies. And trust me, if anyone who's played the game knows that if you get a right set of clubs that's fitted properly for you, you're going to play better with them. And that's a, you know, in my opinion, a big part of it. And guess what? Playing good makes gets people back out on the golf course. There's nothing better than walking off a golf course after a good round to bring you back the next time.
Oh, no doubt about that. But I know how much anxiety there is as a consumer. I know how much anxiety that I suffer through when trying to select a club. And to think that I'd be bringing that anxiety with me onto the golf course going, oh, now what shaft should I be using? Oh, I'm hitting it like this today, and oh, what am I going to do? And then I'm going to be second-guessing every shot. I see it adding confusion, but again, without seeing the product yet, I'm not sure.
Well, see, I think what we're trying to do is take the anxiety out of it. I think what we're doing is to be able to go into a retail location and be fitted properly. I think we're pretty confident we're going to help you walk out of there with that you'll know will be the right shaft. In other words, once you get on that golf simulator it showed you that the launch angle's right, that the spin's right, that all the factors are going to make the club play best for you, then you've had a chance to have that checked out. To me, that takes a lot of the anxiety out of it. I mean, it's been proven to you right there in the shop or out on the driving range that this is the club that works best for you. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really take a lot of anxiety out of it by fitting with the proper clubs.
But I'm still going to have a choice in my bag.
Well, Fred, you're going to have a choice if you buy more than one shaft. That's the difference there. All the variables that come into play are things that don't need to be considered when you're going out there. If you have the right club in your bag, you have the proper equipment. Go play with that on that day. And then if you either buy a second shaft at the time of purchase or if you go back later and say, I'm just hitting this shaft too low, I need to get a different one, and you get into a new shaft and it fits you good, and then maybe your swing changes where you're hitting that one too high. Well, you can go back to your other shaft. We as a company want to make sure at the end of the day that you feel extremely comfortable when you leave one of our retail locations or order through our mail order division that we have put you in the correct golf club.
Right. And Fred, let me interject here. In many cases, it may be just one shaft. We're not saying that you're going to be everybody's going to be walking out of there with a couple shafts. I think in many cases, once we fit you, there's going to be one shaft that really pretty well works for you the best in most conditions, and that's what you're going to walk out with. I mean, you're going to have some players that play different courses, play different conditions. A lot of guys that travel around play different parts of the country. I can see that working for them. But for a lot of people that play pretty much the same golf course, conditions fairly similar most of the time.
Sure.
It's probably going to be one shaft that works best for them. But our idea is to make sure, whether it be one or two, whatever it is, what we get you is the right one for you, and it's the one you're going to play the best with.
Okay, so now I think I'm starting to figure out here that we're talking about components when you're purchasing. You have components that you can choose from. I remember the days of when stereos went from a big box down to you can buy a component. You can buy a cassette deck. You can buy a turntable. You can buy an amplifier. Boy, am I dating myself, right? You can buy your 8-track player. You can buy your reel-to-reel deck. But, I mean, you had the choices there. You bring it all home, and you've got one big unit as opposed to buying a box that has everything all in one. You have components at the location to make your purchase that you can choose from.
Absolutely. In other words,
I get it.
When you're in there, like Callaway has their display there with the different heads and shafts, and then we'll fit you with that, and then hopefully we will get the right club for you. And then for some players, there might be two shafts that seem to work, like, as Kenny said earlier, maybe in a little better conditions than others, and you'll have some players that say, I think that'll work on course B that I play because it's usually kind of wet, and I need to carry the ball as far as I can because I'm going to get a lot of roll. But then I play another course here that I probably like a little lower trajectory. Maybe it gets a little wind, might be on the water, or maybe the fairway's a little bit harder. So you'll be able to make that determination. We'll help you with that. But and for many cases, what we're saying is we just want to make sure we're getting you the right golf club. And for many people, it may very well be the stock shaft, the proprietary shaft, which the manufacturers over the years, in my opinion, have done a really good job upgrading what we call the proprietary or stock shaft in the golf club are really, really good shafts now. I mean, they're made for the golf club. They get with the manufacturers to make a shaft that is that stock shaft that probably in most cases performs the best with that golf club, and that's the one you probably are end up getting in many cases like that. So I think that's been a big development over the years, and we were a proponent of that. When we saw some of the first, titanium heads come out with some of the shafts, we felt like that, hey, I think the shaft side of it, heads were great. We felt there could be some improvement on the proprietary shafts. I think the manufacturers all have done a really good job over the last 3 or 4 years of working with the Fujikuras, the Adillas of the world, the Grafoys, to have shafts, their stock shafts, work with those shaft manufacturers to make shafts that are married to that head and that perform the best with it.
Kenny, I'm hoping that we can bring Callaway onto a future episode of Golf Better And I'm sure they're going to want to have some talk about that as well. Is that going to be possible?
It's going to be possible. They're going to be excited to be able to tell the story behind it. So that's going to be a definite for us.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Kerry, did you have a chance to go to the PGA Expo in Orlando?
I didn't get to go, Fred, but I had seen most of the product. We usually travel out west and to where most of the manufacturers are, and you know we do catalogs here all the time. So all those products that that people saw down in Orlando, we actually have a catalog that's just got printed that's being mailed to all our customers right now that have all that product in there. So we have to see it earlier than the show to make sure we do deadlines for our for our catalog and for us to do booking on the clubs. We do a lot of pre-booking for a lot of the products, help the manufacturers out as far as, them doing their forecasting for their clubs. So I've seen, really on the hard goods side, I'd seen just about everything that was down at the show.
So that means everything was redundant. No wonder you don't have to go to the show. You know it all before it's going to get there.
Yeah, I think the show's great. I loved all the years I used to go, but things have changed a little bit. In the old days, that's where a lot of the clubs were actually launched, Fred, but now, in most cases, they've already been either launched or, there's already some hype about it. People know about it. So, we see it, well in advance. But I think there's a lot of really good products, by the way, in 08 coming out. And I think that the golfers out there got some really good choices on some really, really good products that will be hitting the marketplace over the next couple of months.
So then basically what happens is when they're doing a launch at the PGA Expo at the end of January, it's more about to say, and this is going to be available to golfers tomorrow. So you guys have to have that catalog ready to go.
Exactly. A lot of the product, as we said, is literally already in the marketplace or will be very shortly, i.e. the new Sumo Square Drivers will be out next Saturday. So, yeah, a lot of this product actually will be in our retail stores over the next 30 to 60 days. So you're exactly right. We have to have that information and have that catalog ready to go to announce all these new products.
Sure. Sure. Kerry, with I find interesting is that we talked about, let's have an overview of how 2007 was. We started talking about high MOI clubs and the impact that they had in 2007, and then you went right into your excitement for 2008. I'd like to get a perspective back again on the other things that were exciting in 2007, of course, hybrids.
Absolutely. A growing category Fred, probably when I got in the golf business, we sold one iron, a set of golf clubs were sold two through pitch and wedge, and lots of times we'd sell a one iron with it. And I think what's evolved, and I think it's a really good thing for most players, is a hybrid category that's kind of a replacement, not necessarily a wood replacement, but more of a long iron replacement is what I call it. It's a club that, it's almost the word hybrid between an iron and a wood that's very easy to play with. It's, you see a lot of the tour players now, even they play with them. They don't carry two irons anymore, and some of them not even three irons. They're playing with these hybrid clubs that make it very easy to hit the ball. It carries a ball in the air, a nice high long shot. So those two irons and three irons that we struggle with, hitting into greens and not holding the green because you didn't get the right trajectory. These clubs are built for that, to get the ball a nice high trajectory so the ball can land on the green, from a fairly good distance out and have a chance to stay on the green. So this category is one that will continue to grow. And as I said, the set makeups now, it's amazing how many sets we really sell, Fred, that are actually five through pitching wedge, and then the three and four iron that go with a set will be a hybrid. It may very well be a hybrid of that same manufacturer. It could be from other ones. People kind of mix and match that. So it's really a unique category, and I think it's really helped players. I'm a good example. I'm in my 50s now, and I tell you what, probably the three and four in my bag got to be kind of kind of shied away from. Now that's two of my favorite clubs in my bag. So I think it's definitely a product that really helps almost all golfers.
And I'd love to ask you, Kerry, about your review of the golf industry from the green grass side, from the golf course end. What was your perspective, and what do you think happened, and how's it going for the business?
As far as the play goes. At golf courses, Fred?
Yeah, for golf courses and generating business and getting new golfers out there. How's the health of the industry?
Well, I think it's one that it's been fairly stagnant. We'll be honest about it. I think rounds of play, over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years has been pretty stagnant. I mean, that's probably our biggest hurdle here is to get more people out there. But I think the golf courses are doing things to promote play. I mean, I know we live in a tourist area. has a lot of golf courses, and I know this time of year they're doing things to promote play. We have a lot of northern visitors come down, so they do things like reduced rates and have special cards where you can buy, you know, 10 rounds of golf for, you know, a little bit less price. So I think they're doing their end of it to make this a little more economical to play. I think it one of our problems thing is it probably got a little bit over priced there in many cases like that. It was very expensive to play a lot of places. I think a lot of the golf courses now are kind of realizing that, and you see more deals, you see package deals where people can come down and play. I think that always helps. And also I think you see golf courses out there trying to realize that, you know, more friendly golf courses are needed out there. I think we went to a little time frame there where it seems like all golf course architects were trying to make, you know, design courses that you want to play U.S. Open on. Well, you know, most of us, we're not that good. So I think you're seeing maybe more friendly golf courses. They're doing the design out there to make it more fun to play and, you know, to get around the golf course in a reasonable period of time. I think that's one issue we have is the length of time the round of golf takes. I think they understand that we need to do things like that to speed play up. I mean, there's, you know, 5-hour round of golf is not something we're all looking for. You know, I play at a golf course, a municipal golf course here in Fort Walton Beach, so they're really good about getting you on and off, and you can play a round of golf in 4 hours or less, and you know, you still got a lot of the day left. So I think that's another issue that they're working on. But overall, I think it was probably a fairly flat year out there. If you look at all the golf data tech numbers as far as rounds of play, and obviously the weather is a factor on that. But definitely, I think it's an initiative by the golf courses out there to do things to make it more fun to play, more economical to play, you know, friendlier golf courses, making it so, you know, a round of golf doesn't take a real long time. And I think those are all things that they're working on to make the game, you know, more fun and like I said, play in a little bit quicker time.
All right. Well, Kenny, I think we got some business to take care of before we go. And Carrie, don't you go anywhere. You know, we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about this Sky Caddy G5 that we had Carl Thornton on, and we're talking about the new products from Sky Caddy. And we were going to give away a Sky Caddy G5, and we received 364 entries over a couple weeks. People clearly want a GPS in their hands. So let's do what we always do, and that is let you select between a number between 1 and 364. We've sorted these randomly, so everybody has a fair chance. And what would you like to pick?
Goodness.
Yeah.
One part I hate. I love giving stuff away, but you disappoint me.
Well, then why don't we just give away 364 Sky Caddy?
Well, I tell you what, if they'll agree on it, I'll be glad to give everybody one.
And the chances of that are...
Chances of that are slim to none.
Yeah, pick a number between 1 and 364.
Yeah, I think I'll go a little bit lower today. Number 22.
22. All right. Well, number 22, it's exciting because this is someone who has, this is the first time they've entered one of our drawings, and I'm sure that's going to really make some people very happy, the beginner's luck. And this person is in Bad Vilbel, Germany. Huta Mebon is our winner. The winner from Bad Vilbel, Germany, and I'm sure I've screwed all of the pronunciations of those up, but Huta, congratulations. It's spelled J-U-T-T-A, and we'll be in touch with you on that. Congratulations on winning a Sky Caddy SG5, and let's also say that we are still have time left for you to enter the drawing that's going to be... on the Golf Smarter Show. Deadline for entries is the 28th of January, and that's for a Step to Swing. It's a training aid, and we'll announce the winner on January 29th. Now, to enter, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the word contest. Once there, just fill out your shipping information and the verification code and click submit. Now, the reason we're announcing this here as well is because we're going to make some changes with Golf Smarter and Golf Better. Isn't that right, Kenny?
That is correct.
From now on, we are going to have the Golf Better program. It's going to be every other week, and Ask Kenny will be the main focus of Golf Better. And we'll still bring in some interviews with industry experts, but mostly we're going to be doing answering your questions about equipment and categories of golf products because we think it's gone so well And we received so many questions that we felt that it might be a better idea just to make it a show on its own. And Kenny will also be doing the giveaways on Golf Better every other week. So, Kenny, we're really excited about making that change. And glad that you're still part of the family here, because this is just too much fun for me.
I've enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah, this has been great. All right. Well, and if you have any questions for Kenny, of course, please remember to go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the button Ask Kenny, and you will fill out all the information there, because if we do use your question on the show, we'll send you a free Golf Smarter Edwin Watts Golf hat. And we love doing that. We love giving away goodies. And we love that you listen. All right, Kenny, thanks so much. Carrie, thank you so much. Really enjoyed having you on and sharing your perspective on this. Hopefully you can come back next year and we can review 2008 and see if all your predictions came true. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Fred. I'll be glad to do it.
Carrie, thanks. That was good. That was real good.
All right, well, before we go, I just want to remind everybody that as a listener to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, you receive a 10% discount and free shipping on your purchases from Edwin Watts Golf. There are some restrictions, but that's not going to stop you. To get all the information you need on how to receive your discount and free shipping, go to golfbetterpodcast.com and click on the words that say "click here for more info" right at the top of the page. Thanks again for listening. We hope you gained some valuable knowledge and insight, and we invite you back for another episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf.